Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Derek Oberle with Kentucky Public Radio State House reporter Rylan Barton. Hey, Rylan.
Hey, Derek.
We've heard a lot this week about the tornadoes in Kentucky. As of Friday morning, Governor Andy Beshear says there are 77 deaths as a result of the storm, and crews are still working to clean up debris and restore power to thousands. People are also still digging through the rubble of their houses looking for possessions. You've been in the area all week. What are people dealing with?
So, I mean, this is the worst thing that's happened in most people's lives in the area. And the timeline for rebuilding is just so long. At least 2,000 homes won't have power for weeks and weeks. Almost 20,000 are still under boil water advisories. And then for people whose homes were totally destroyed, it's hard for many people to imagine even what rebuilding looks like. Linda Smock lives in a neighborhood in Marshall County that was mostly destroyed by the tornado. She and her family were trapped in their house for hours.
A 2x4 did hit me on the head, but I guess I've got a hard head because I'm okay.
Her son has brain cancer, and she doesn't think they'll even try to rebuild.
You know, we're in our 60s, and with my son the way he is, I just, you know, it's going to be 2 or 3 years. We might try to find something closer to Paducah because all his treatments are in Paducah and his doctors and stuff. Yeah. So
I might find an apartment. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Austin Franklin is 77 years old. His house in Dawson Springs was totally destroyed by the tornado while he and his dog Vicky were inside it. He says he just doesn't have the time to rebuild.
Oh, it's going to be a long time. I'm not going to rebuild. I'd have to tear the house down and rebuild another one.
What do you think you'll do? Will you move somewhere?
Yes, find me another place somewhere.
These are the big questions going forward. Will people rebuild or just move someplace else? Will these communities, whose populations were already declining, ever recover?
President Joe Biden came to the region this week and promised the federal government would pick up the tab for cleanup costs and other parts of the recovery. How was their president received in Western Kentucky, Ryland?
So I was in Dawson Springs when the president came through. When his motorcade rolled through town, there were a couple shouts of protest.
Yeah, you, Joe Biden!
But really, people were just so busy cleaning up, trying to feed people, taking in donations. There wasn't a lot of organized protest or support. Laura Berry is a pastor. She was standing outside her church with her son, who was wearing a crisp red Make America Great Again hat.
It's a one-in-a-lifetime experience, you know, because Dawson is so overlooked. And regardless of political views, if you like the president or not, I mean, it's a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You go down the streets and you don't even know where you are. It's that disorienting. The destruction has been.
Kim Hulsey escaped the tornado with some roof damage, and a tree fell on her car. She was carrying a tattered American flag that made it through the storm and teared up when the president went by.
I know he's a good man. He's not perfect. None of us are. But I know he's a good man, and he's going to do everything he can for all of us.
So it seems like there were some bipartisan moments this week. Biden came down to Western Kentucky on Air Force One, along with Republican Congressman Jamie Comer. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell praised the administration's swift response in providing federal aid to affected areas. And in the legislature this week, some typical opponents of the governor praised him for his response.
Yeah, Republican Senator Danny Carroll has been a sharp critic of Beshear since he was attorney general and chairs a committee that has been grilling the administration over its response to the pandemic over the last year or two. Carroll's district includes Marshall County, and while he was updating legislators about the storm this week, he had some rare praise for the governor.
You all know how critical I am of our governor. I'm very proud of our governor today. Seeing the way he has handled this when he came down to Mayfield with FEMA and spoke with our people and the efforts that he has made, I think the sincerity that he has addressed this situation with and the pain that he feels, the stress that he feels, the burden that he feels is evident when you see him and when you talk to him.
So is this something you think is going to last?
You know, who knows? There were some pretty similar sentiments early on during the coronavirus pandemic. Republicans praising Beshear for his emergency response, but that devolved after a month or so much so that they ended up stripping the governor of a lot of his emergency powers. This is obviously different in a lot of ways. The tornado is pretty local to Kentucky. It's so much more visible than the pandemic. The legislative session is coming up in a couple weeks, and it's hard for me to imagine everyone returning to the business as usual political fighting, but the effects of this disaster are going to take several months, if not years, to sort out, and things will have to return to some semblance of normal at some point.
All right, that's all the time we have for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled. Thanks so much, Rylan.
Thanks, Derek.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.